Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday to you. It is the 11th of February, 2022, and I have a lovely show for you here today on Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. My name is Larry Jacobs. We are the voice of ACE-ED.org. That's the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We also believe firmly in social-emotional learning. So we have two incredible websites for you to always look at over at ACE-ED.org and SELtoday.org. The brand new issue of our magazine, Equity and Access, is up on site over at ace-ed.org. Please check it out. It's a great issue. Okay, we love it. It's all about SEL and equity and how that all works together, et cetera. So you'll really enjoy it. Go over there. It's ace-ed.org. Our podcasts like this one are all archived there. Our magazine is there, and there's a link over to SEL Today, which is all about social-emotional learning at seltoday.org. We have a real treat for you today. I've got Martin McKay and Don Johnston here. Martin is the CEO and founder of our good friends, TextHelp, Assistive Technology. He'll explain that. They have just merged with another company, which I have a feeling is a very lovely company, which is a Don Johnston company. We have its namesake, Don Johnston, here with us today. So let me bring these two gentlemen on, and they're going to talk about how they're going to work together. They do incredible work. Ooh, am I getting an echo there? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah,
I can
hear you, Larry.
Okay, are you getting an echo? No, there we go. It's going now. Wow, did you hear that? Done?
Yes, sounds good.
Oh, okay, good. We sound good. All right. Wow, I'm getting a tremendous echo here. All right. At any rate, all right. First of all, Don, welcome to the show. Marty, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you both here, I got to tell you. Okay, and please, okay, Marty, tell us about TextHelp.
Laurie, TextHelp is an assistive technology company. We founded it about, 27, 28 years ago. And the reason for starting the company, when I was 12, you can hear from my accent, I'm not from the U.S., I'm based in Northern Ireland.
I was going to say that's the best imitation of an Irish accent I've ever heard. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty authentic, yeah. When I was 12, my dad had a stroke, and he lost the ability to, speak, and he couldn't write, and he couldn't really communicate. And it had a really profound impact on me. And I was always a little bit of a computer geek. And, when I was old enough, I started to make software for people who couldn't communicate very well. I made software for people with cerebral palsy and motor neuron disease. And I really luckily later on in my life, after a few years, I met a lady who had one student with cerebral palsy, but about 200 students with dyslexia at a university in Scotland. And she suggested that I try to do something for kids with dyslexia, and that's 25 years later, we're here.
So
we make software for kids with dyslexia, and also adults with dyslexia, because when we leave school, we don't leave dyslexia behind.
TextHelp.com, everybody, and I'm telling you, this is a wonderful company. And Marty and everybody I know there is going to heaven. Do you hear that, Marty? Congratulations.
Yeah, I think so.
You are. You really are. Don, you're going too. I got news for you. How are you, Don Johnston? It's nice to meet you. I'm Larry Jacobs.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
Right. And you're an Illinois guy, right?
I'm an Illinois guy. I grew up in Pennsylvania early years and live in Illinois now, Chicago.
Where in Pennsylvania? I'm getting a lot of feedback here.
South of Pittsburgh.
Does anybody hear all that? We got some weird noises here. Okay, I'm having a little trouble with my end. I can't pitch them right now. Where
yeah,
in Pennsylvania?
Do you think it's me?
I don't know. You want to hang up and try again? Just hang up and call back in.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay. Somebody do that. I'm getting so much feedback here. I can't understand you. Okay. I think the guys are going to call back in. Everybody, let me go back over here. All right, Marty, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Larry. Are you still getting feedback even with Don not on?
No, I'm not getting it right now. Okay. I don't think. I hope it's not me, because there's no way I can crack this here. It's just right. I can't understand what you're saying, because everything I'm saying is repeating in echo format, and it's making me crazy. I'm dying to hear more about this. Okay, Marty, well, I've got you, and we're waiting for Don. Oh, he's back. Let's see what happens here.
Is this better?
It's still getting echoing, but I think it's me. Don, talk about your company. I'm just going to quiet down. I think it's me.
I started Don Johnson Incorporated in 1980. Similar to Martin, I started it for personal reasons. I'm dyslexic, and I didn't learn to read until I was in the ninth grade. Had a great teacher in eighth grade that inspired me. We're an assistive technology company, but also a curriculum company. We do make curriculum.
Marty, I want you to hang up and call back in. It's still driving me nuts. There's some echo.
Okay, no problem. I'll call back in a minute.
Yep, let's see what happens with that. Okay, Don, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
We may wind up doing the show over again if I can't get this cleared up, but we're going to talk about it right now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. This is driving me crazy, but right now that echo is gone, so it might be Marty's line. Okay. Mr. Don Johnston, who, by the way, I want to tell you this, Don. I went on your website, Don Johnston Company, okay, and I went down to – I looked at the pictures of your staff. I just want you to know this.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was smiling. Okay, I have a feeling you have the nicest staff in the world. Everybody was smiling.
Well, that's true. We have great staff, text health staff. I just came back from a conference in Orlando with several of the U.S. Text health staff, and everybody's great. Everybody's committed. Everybody is fired up about the future.
The future is going to be great.
Our biggest asset is our staff.
Yeah, it comes across, okay, on your website, I got to tell you. So how did you start the company? Now that I can hear you clearly, how did you start the company? And what made you start the company?
I was doing my background's in psychology, and I worked with kids that struggle with learning before that. And I was just looking for a company to start, and you know, back in 1980, that's back in the early Apple days. In fact, our first software, if you wanted lowercase letters, you had to solder a wire between two chips on the motherboard.
Oh, geez.
And then that would give you lowercase numbers. And so that's how far back we go. And so we started developing products for physical disability, and quickly learned that there was this huge market for people with dyslexia, people with complex learning needs. And that's pretty much what we focus on.
And I didn't hear you because all that echo. What was happening there? What got you into this industry, which is just a lovely thing?
Yeah, I'm dyslexic. I don't know whether you caught that, but I'm dyslexic. I learned to read in ninth grade. And I wish I had products that we make now, because that my life would be completely different. I had a teacher in eighth grade that inspired me to be a learner. Most of my teachers before that, just wanted to get me through. I had a teacher, Mrs. Tedesco, who really inspired me and demanded. Had high expectations, demanded I be a learner, and it created quite a cognitive dissonance. I all of a sudden started thinking, well, maybe I could do this. And I started to learn in eighth grade, using a lot of graphics and picture books. And in ninth grade, I took a crack at learning how to read and read my first book.
You know, I God bless Mrs. Tedesco. That's all I can say.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I get a point.
There are many Mrs. Tedesco's out there.
Yeah, and what part of Pennsylvania were you in, if I may ask?
I was south of Pittsburgh in the steel country.
Okay, cool. Wow. Just a minute. Wow. What can I tell you? It's an amazing story, and look where you are now. All right? It's just absolutely incredible.
Hello.
Marty, things are all clear now. Marty's back. Hi, Martin McKay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry.
It was you, Marty. It was you with the echo. We blame you.
Well,
yeah.
I'll take the blame. I can take the blame. At least we fixed it.
Kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Big shoulders.
So, what prompted you to put the two companies together? And I'll ask Marty this. Martin, how do you see Don Johnston adding to, embellishing all the great work you do at TechStop? Talk about that.
So that is, it's a really good question, Larry. And Don and I have competed for years, but I've always had a huge amount of respect for Don himself and the company and the products, because all the time I speak to, our customers and people who I would like to be our customers, and Don's customers love him. The schools who use his tools love his tools. And we have customers who come to us and say, I really like your product, but could you add this feature from Don Johnston?
Right.
And so our customers have been asking for us, to get together. And, I think we can just do a much better job together than using a lot of energy to compete with each other. And I think the important thing to understand is that with TechStop and Don Johnston together, we're reaching about, 25% of school districts.
Yep.
But, three quarters of school districts really don't have the tools that they could really use to benefit the kids and, give the kids the boost that they need. Because these kids aren't, this is a really important thing to understand. These kids aren't dumb. They're not, they get labeled the wrong way. They just have a little bit of difficulty in reading. And, when I take my glasses off, I have difficulty reading, and that doesn't change, who I am. It's a temporary kind of inability to read, and I think if people can understand that about the kids and get the tools in place for the kids, it can be absolutely transformative. And I think TechStop and Don Johnston together can just reach many, many more people and not waste our energies doing destructive things, and rather get our energies focused and aligned. And try to be a force for good.
As the way you said that, we do, we waste a lot, although most of us are friendly with our competitors in business, okay? You waste a lot of energy competing against them, okay? And I love the way you said that, that instead of wasting that energy competing, let's work together, put the energy together, okay? Which I believe is a word, an overused word called synergy, okay? But it's... It was just interesting the way you said that. So how is the company, I'll ask Don. Don, will Don Johnston remain a Don Johnston company, or will it become TechStop or vice versa? What's happening, Don, with that? So the audience knows.
We will be a brand like Embassy Suites for Hilton.
Yeah.
And so our products will continue. Right now, right out of the gate, within 3 weeks, we combined some of the math features into our products. And so what you'll see is a cross-fertilization of our products together. And so, and I'm sure we'll put some of our content into the TechStop products.
Well, and actually, that brings up an interesting question, me not being a tech guy. Is that easy to do? You're not talking about merging the two products so people have a choice of two products. You're talking about putting the insides of the product into the other product, so to speak, if I'm hearing you correctly. How hard is that to do?
It's not easy, but it's also not difficult. And my two sons work in the business, and will be going, with TechStop. My youngest son is a head of product development, and he's just chomping at the bit. He's so excited about the innovation
Great.
That we could bring to the market. Because together we could completely innovate the whole field of assistive technology. and combine our products, the best of both products, together. And there's a lot of challenges we have, solving other problems in the future. And
yeah,
so by bringing both technologies together, we can really have an impact on innovation.
Which brings up the next important question, innovation, okay, and the next step. All right. Now, one of the key things you gentlemen can do, 25% of school districts are using your products. You want to get that to 100%. You never will, but that's always the goal, okay, because kids everywhere need your products. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay, every school district in the country literally needs products like yours. All right, and it has to happen. We're never going to get it to 100%, but it'd be nice to work towards that goal. Okay, what's the next steps? And you're both experts in this, in assistive technology, in your world of assistive technology. You're not everything that assistive technology, but in your world of reading help, mathematics help, et cetera. Writing help, I might add, too. Okay, I'll ask Marty, and then talk to me how you guys working together. What do you see as the next step together? Okay, and Marty, I'll ask you.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. So, yeah, you know, there's so much, there's so many options in front of us. And, you know, Don's two sons are a credit to him. They're really, really good. So Ben looks after marketing, and Kevin, who Don has just been speaking to, looks after the R&D and product development. So Kevin's been working with my CTO, Brian. In fact, the software development teams have been working together. And, you know, there's a Don Johnson roadmap, like technology roadmap, and there's a TechStop technology roadmap.
Exactly.
But now we're kind of looking at where they overlap. And one of the things that we're looking at is how we can use machine learning to, to improve our software and bring a kind of better user experiences and more learning support to all these kids. And we've been, we've reached so far about 50 million kids, over the years, and globally, not just in the US. And so we've got a lot of data and a lot of information, kind of learning analytics. And we're going to be able to bring machine learning to bear on those large data sets and start to create software products that I think can be transformational. And we really do need to continuously reinvent, our software. And like Don will say the same thing. Don has, one of Don's products is called CoWriter, super popular product, but it has been reinvented, 15 times over the years. It's been used on all kinds of devices, and we just need to continue to reinvent ourselves so that we're, at the leading edge of the sector that we're in.
Exactly. And what is the, and Marty, stay with me, what is the, I'm going to say this the right way. Now, I know things have to be tweaked and made better, but what's the next step in assistive technology? And when you say machine learning, I think you're referring to all the things you already do and how that can be better and better and better. Okay, but just define that, and then what's the next step? Where do you see the next step in assistive technology in what you folks do in that, and you and Don's company?
Well,
and I'll ask Marty, then I'll ask Don. Marty.
Yeah, so I think there are a few things. One of the things that we would like to do is to get assistive technology into everyone's hands and almost for it not to be viewed as assistive technology anymore, to just be just tools that everyone has.
I love
And because, lots and lots of people can benefit from the tools, even if they're not kind of labeled as special education. And I think there are probably applications of machine learning that can identify the learning patterns of dyslexic children and probably spot it before teachers do. So if you look at machine learning and how machine learning has been used, for example, in medicine, machine learning is now better than radiographers. So radiographers cost a lot of money to educate, and then when they go into the field, every time they see an image and try to identify something, it's a kind of learning experience for them. So what happens is they see the image, it goes off to the lab. They, you know, they'll estimate what they think that is, and then it comes back from the lab and it tells them what it is. And that one radiographer learns one image at a time. But machine learning can take, you know, millions and millions of images and become an expert. And in the same way, yeah. I think we can probably spot dyslexic learners. So if we can get the examples of the writing of millions of dyslexic and non-dyslexic kids, teachers can have a really good early warning system. So if they, you know, if the system spots dyslexic writing, they can tell the teacher, hey, this kid may be dyslexic. Make sure they've got tools to help them support their reading and support their writing. And, you know, all the kids are different. Some of them will have, you know, visual processing disorders. Some will have auditory processing disorders. And any little break in the chain associated with reading and writing makes it difficult. But assistive technology can relink the chain. And so, you know, our job, I suppose, is to do what we can to help teachers identify these kids early and then help the teachers understand which tools or which features are going to be best to support the kids' learning.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. The machines, they can, I want to say this the right way. Teachers can only learn so much. The machines have thousands and thousands and millions and millions and millions of pieces going in there of information. Okay? And they can analyze that. And we know they can do that. All right? And that takes such a burden off of educators who may not be educated to even understand how to identify it. But if we can use machine learning from all the information that's been put in there over the course of time, okay, to identify a kid right off the bat, I think that was very important and so well said. You reminded me of something. Yesterday I had to do something on my TV. And of course, I couldn't figure out how to work it. Then I remembered I could talk into my remote and it would fix it. And I said, okay, fix the closed captioning. Okay, two things there, okay? That's assistive technology. In my own home, okay, because I couldn't figure out how to do something, I was able to say it, okay, into the machine, which, of course, wasn't invented for my convenience. It was invented for science's convenience, okay? And then, B, the closed captioning. The closed captioning, which everybody uses, okay, which was not invented for everybody. It was invented for people who are hard of hearing. And what you said a minute ago, Marty, I just got to say, all those things that you say that are invented for special education or assistive technology become part and parcel of the world. Okay, go ahead, Marty. You were saying this. I was saying.
You've hit on something that's really important to us. That's called universal design. And universal design emerged in architecture. And so if you, you know, there's legislation that requires, for example, all public buildings. So if you go up to a hotel, 100% of hotels have got a ramp at the door. And the ramp is there for wheelchair access. But guess what? The FedEx guy with the cart uses it.
That's
parents
right.
With strollers use it.
I use it with my suitcase.
Yeah.
I mean, are you there? Marty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. Marty, are you there? I don't know where he is. I've got the line open, but it's not saying anything. Don, you there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah.
I don't know why I'm having all these troubles today. I'm really embarrassed by this. It was ridiculous. That was a great conversation. Let's carry on with you. According to this, my line is still open with Marty, but for some reason he's not responding. Okay. You heard what we said, and all the things that you do become commonplace. You know, we call them universal design, but they weren't designed for universal use. They might have been in the back of your mind, but they were originally designed for assistive technology. Now we use it all the time. Where do you see all this? What's the next step that you see?
For me, assistive technology is about supporting students with technology until they're successful. So we want to provide enough support for that. And I think the next step is to get into some other areas like comprehension. How do we help people, students, work with their short-term memory, their working memory, and put that in the long-term memory? How do we build their listening communication skills? How do we build their vocabulary and their world knowledge? I think those are all areas that we need to look at into the future. Because, in addition to dyslexics, we have a lot of people that grow up in disadvantaged communities, and they don't have the same world knowledge as other kids.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
We need to build that. We need to build that. We need to build their vocabulary. How could you read if you don't understand the vocabulary that you're reading? And so those are all, I think, really important areas.
I want to get into detail on what you just said. Wait a minute. If a child is in an area where they don't have the advantages, they just don't know the world, okay, go further on that. How do you see the work you do, okay, helping a child who is socioeconomically deprived or whatever, okay, understand the world a little better? I loved when you said that, but I'd like to know more about what you're thinking.
You know, what we actually did, we took and we split off our tool products, our assistive technology products, from our curriculum products. And what we're doing on the curriculum side, which is a company called Building Wings, Building Wings is really the name of the book that I wrote about growing up with dyslexia. And so we basically split that off in this merger. And what we do there is we do a lot with video. We do a lot with video and picture books, graphic novels, and that gives students a virtual experience that builds their world knowledge. We're very methodical about the vocabulary that we introduce in those videos, so that we're not overwhelming them with new vocabulary. We're saying, what is the core vocabulary that we need? And I think in the future we'll be integrating this into assistive technology so that we build their knowledge about the world. You know, the big question is how can you read something, how can you study something without having the background information? If we were talking subparticle physics, you and I would probably be completely lost because we don't know the language. We don't have the background information. And so we'd read an article, we'd be completely lost. And that's what our students are experiencing. And so what do we need to do to give students that experience so that they can be successful reading about the U.S. Constitution or different countries of the world?
You know, that was beautifully said. I didn't know anything about Building Wings. I just Googled it. It came up as your autobiography. Okay, under the company. Okay,
It's brand new.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
we've been developing content. We've been developing. We've been developing curriculum for about 6 years, and so the Building Wings company is brand new. We've just split it off.
Congratulations.
1st.
Congratulations.
Oh,
so it's not part of this merger, or it is part of this merger?
No, it is not part of it.
Okay. That's good to know. We'll talk further about this. Okay. That's excellent to know, and I apologize for not knowing about that. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a different part of your company than the assistive technology part, but what you were saying was funny.
Right.
I was going to make a joke about subatomic particles. How did you know me so well that we barely know each other, yet you know that I know nothing about subatomic particles? Okay, I was very impressed by that.
Very few people do.
Very insightful.
I have a neighbor in Chicago. The reason why I say that, I have a neighbor in Chicago that's a subparticle physicist.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And
right.
So, yeah. So it's a great example.
It is a great example because the subatomic particle article may be wonderful, but if you have no idea what the hell they're talking about, who can understand it anyway? It doesn't do me
any
good. Marty,
it's
are you
like
still
a foreign
there?
Language.
Yeah.
I'm here, yeah. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we lost you
yeah.
for a second. Okay. I mean, I love what you guys are doing and what you guys are putting together here. And to take – to take the two companies and your two ideas, and again, use the energy to work together. I think it's just brilliant. I love doing this show, okay? And I'm sorry for any technical problems we had with the connections, but I'm going to tell you, this is just great stuff. And should people still – I have to ask this. Marty, should people still be looking up Don Johnston Company? It's going to work?
Took completely, absolutely, Larry. Yeah, we love the Don Johnston brand. The Don Johnston brand is going to be there. The website is going to be there. The people that, all of the Don Johnston people who are out speaking to teachers and district administrators and district technology people, they're all going to be there. None of that is changing. All that's happening is our teams are coming together and our products are going to improve. So, for example, I think Don said at the beginning of the call, so our engineering team and the Don Johnston engineering team have got together, and they've been able to take some math technology from our Equatio product and put it into the Don Johnston Snap and Raise product. And that means that, Snap and Read users can now read math. And, you know, math is a language just like English or Russian.
Sure is.
And, if you're a kid and you see the square root sign for the first time, you don't know how to pronounce it. And
that's right.
So, assistive tools can now read math out loud. And, it's super beneficial. Every kid has to do math. And kids who can't read math. And that's part of the thing that we're trying to do.
That's a great point. And one other thing, Don, has Marty made you watch the new film Belfast many times?
No.
That is a really good movie. I would encourage you to watch it, actually. It's a really good movie. My wife and I went to see it a couple of weeks ago, and it's absolutely true to life. It's a really good – it's not kind of smartsy, made-up Hollywood thing. It's completely real.
Thank you for telling us that, a man who knows. I mean, that movie's up for an Oscar, by the way. It might very well win. Okay, and Kenneth Branagh's movie. All right.
Yeah.
So subatomic particles aside, I think you two gentlemen on your both of you have put together separately is absolutely astounding. But what you're going to do together is going to be absolutely amazing. All right. I thank you both for being here. You two are the best. Okay. You're both going to heaven and take your teams with you. Okay.
Thank you, Larry.
You're all right. Be good, gents. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Larry.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
It is indeed. Bye bye. Stay safe, both of you. Yep. Okay, guys. Don Johnston Company. Okay, and let me give you the exact website here. It's at DonJohnston.com. Don Johnston. Okay, and then texthelp.com. The company is going to remain separate, yet they are working together at post-merger, okay? But for your sake, they are separate, but the technology that's going to pop out of this is going to be amazing. That's all I can tell you. All right, we're going to archive the show over at ace-ed.org. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. If I don't talk to you till Monday, happy weekend.